Welcome to TipTV Finance, where I'm joined by David Buick, who's a senior market commentator at Panmure Gordon. How are you today, David?
Well, I'm perplexed, I think is probably the best way of describing it, Zap, and a very good morning to you. Very perplexed and, you know, bemused.
Okay, well, my opening line, that might bemuse you even more. It wasn't the right thing for Theresa May to do to step outside onto into the sunlight at Downing Street at 8 a.m. on Friday and say, I'm resigning.
Well, we all know, going back historically over the years, that the Conservative Party, of any political party that I'm aware of in the whole world, is less forgiving. How long her tenure will be at Downing Street remains to be seen, but when I look, Zach, as I have done in the last few minutes, at the headlines from Sky BBC saying that Labour MPs are conspiring with Tory MPs to make the Prime Minister deliver a softer Brexit, how can anybody govern under those circumstances? It just strikes me as absolutely crazy. We're in an invidious position here. We've got the spiteful Jean-Claude Juncker, where bile continues to pour out of his acrid mouth, followed by Michel Barnier says we're stalling for time, when the earliest that the European Union could see us is the end of May, having given notice at the end of March for the French elections and their own issues and general meetings that they have. So we've got off on a very bad foot where, to be honest with you, the rhetoric is pretty awful. And I think the situation has changed. I think we accept the fact that whatever hard Brexit means, which basically means, as far as I'm concerned, this is what we're doing, take it or leave it, which I think was pretty, how can I put it, not very pragmatic. But obviously there's going to have to be a little bit of give, or we decide to just say, well, we'll go to hell in a handcart, and we'll just hope that the World Trade WTO help us out in order to be able to do deals and close down the barriers and just be truculent and difficult. I think that's a very short-sighted way of dealing with it. I think what I would like to see happen, and I think I speak for an awful lot of people in this country, whether we're Brexiteers or not, is that I'd like to see an olive branch held out by David Davis or the Prime Minister to say that the 3 million European immigrants in this country can stay, and that the million UK passport holders who want to stay in the European Union can also stay. And the idea that was promulgated yesterday that they need to take up in the case of the 3 million UK passports is ridiculous. I mean, that would take 3 years to put through, and that's a bad use of the Home Office's time as well. I think, you know, maybe identity cards somewhere down the line. But I think that would be an olive branch, because I think we'd all gain. I think growth would not collapse. I think my major worry, to be honest with you, Zach, is a lack of investment. I mean, there's so much good business available in the United Kingdom, but nobody's going to put any money when you've got such high degrees of uncertainty. And so, you know, we've got to get cracking one way and another, and it's all very well government ministers sitting around the cabinet table saying we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You're never going to agree an agenda like this all in one. I accept the fact that the European Union demanding they'll do nothing until the bill is settled, whether it's 58 billion euros or 100 billion euros, is just ridiculous, because you put yourself in an impossible negotiating position. But I think if you were to show some leadership and start off by that, including university graduates, because we are going to suffer in the world of technology if we don't do it. And we're also going to suffer from manual labour that is required in the summer months, and also the service sector in this country is bigger than on a pro-rata basis than anywhere else in Europe. And these people man these cafes, restaurants, and do a fantastic job. And to cut off your nose to spite your face is ridiculous.
But isn't the problem? Isn't the problem, though? My view was a Brexit view, but isn't the problem that the mandate for Brexit is? Has been removed. I mean, it's not surprising you've got the rats running all over the ship now, Theresa May's ship, because, you know, basically it should have been a 60-seat majority or 80-seat majority to give us the Brexit, but we've effectively had a second referendum, and it's come out with the wrong answer, or the right answer, for the Remainers.
I can't argue with a single word of that. What I don't like, as a newspaper reader, is conspiracy. And the idea that there are Tory MPs and Labour MPs and the odd Liberal Democrat conspiring to force the government. Sorry? This is all done in the House of Commons. It's not done that way. What I think is painfully obvious, by the result of the general election, there being no overall majority, is the rules have changed. And Mrs. May and David Davis have to see that, regardless. And I'm a Brexiter, you know, it's like you, and I understand, and I would like us out of here sooner rather than later. But there is no question of any doubt that the mandate to do that at that level is no longer there. But she shouldn't have to be bullied into it by Tory and Labour MPs. It should be, for me, painfully obvious to deliver something that gets us what we want, which is out of the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice, that gives our border lines to be properly manned, that people just can't come in indiscriminately, but we're still up for business to take in the right sort of people, and that we want to do trade deals. And that's a basis, as far as I'm concerned, to start from. I mean, we need it, as you know, in the City of London more than anywhere else, because what we're seeing now, of course, is the promised retribution, which is the clearing, which is an enormous business, about 750 billion pounds worth of clearing goes through every single day. The clearinghouse may even be larger than that, for all I know. And there's always been a choice, which people don't seem to recognise, that you didn't have to use the London clearinghouse to do this business. You could have used the Deutsche Börse. Nobody, very few people have done. Why? Because we're better at it. And the only people who are going to gain by this is going to be the United States. And in this country over here, there's something like 10,000 jobs up for grabs. And, overall, there's, on the peripheries, many other jobs. And I think that while we sit back and think, don't push me around, it's going to be all right on the night. No, it ain't, mate. And that's why I think now, to make a gratuitous gesture, and then if we get all kinds of nonsense coming back from the European Union, then we can say, no, come on, we've shown some good faith. How about you? I admit that they're in a much stronger position than we are. Of course they are. But they've also got their problems going forward as well next year and the rest of it. So some sensible, grown-up negotiations should be taking place. And this business of digging your toes in the sand at one end of the English Channel and the European Union is doing it at the other end is just crazy. It's just madness.
David Buick, senior market commentator at Panmure Gordon, thanks for joining us today.
Pleasure, Zach. Good to see you. Good to speak to you.